Good afternoon from the Steve Nelson Performance Studio on the campus of Southern Oregon University. Welcome to another JPR Live session where we get to talk with artists we appreciate and hear one-of-a-kind studio performances. I'm Dave Jackson. JPR Live sessions are made possible with support from Talent Club. You can find their live music schedule at talentclublive.com. Joining me are the founding members of the Portland Combo Fruition. That's they're getting ready to celebrate 20 years together as a band in a year or so, and the origins of Fruition date back to about 2008. With me in the studio today are founding members Jacob Anderson, Mimi Naja, and Kellen Acebrook. You may remember Mimi Naja. She joined us playing guitar with Lindsay Liu a couple years back. Fruition and Lizzie No are performing tonight in a free concert at the Lithia Park Bandshell. There's food and beverage trucks available and other vendors there, and that begins at 4:30. The music starts at 6 o'clock. Fruition, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
Yeah, you guys just kicked off this leg of your tour at Big Pondaroo. How was Big Pondaroo this year?
We did. It was big. Yeah. I'm not sure what a Pondaroo is, but...
Yeah, I've never been sure on that either. I think they were taking off on Bonnaroo or something like that, maybe.
So. We had a great time. We had a little bit of a snafu happen, which makes for special shows.
Yeah, what happened?
The power went out on us. We had about 25 minutes left, maybe a little more. Power went out. Huh? And so we got up on the front of the stage and played a couple acoustic numbers, as one does.
That sounds kind of fun.
Like for acoustic instruments.
Yep, that's how that works. I was going to talk about how this AI and stuff's going on, and here you guys are with acoustic instruments, so we can we'll just dovetail into that a little later on. You guys are getting ready. We have a new single from you called Oh Well, and you're getting ready to release a new album. Tell us about making the new record.
Oh boy! Well, it was a joy to get back in the studio with our buddy Tucker Martin, Grammy-winning producer. He's got a studio in Portland there called Flora Studios, and we recorded a record in 2016, 18.
Sure.
Do you remember? I think it was.
Watching 16. It All Fall Apart. Yeah, I think it was 16.
Well, yeah, we did a record with him 18? Called "Watching It All Fall Apart" in 2018. Right? Is that what you said?
Yeah. We're going with 18. Yep. Yeah. Final
Survey
answer.
Says.
After 20 years, it all blends together.
Yeah, it does blend together. But yeah, so it was great to get back in the studio with him and just kind of tinker through these songs and figure them out. And man, I wish I could just stay in that studio with him. It's always so fun just to be around him. He's got a great spirit.
Yeah, he's with Decemberists, right?
Yeah, he does Decemberists, My Morning Jacket stuff. Uh-huh. He's done some Madison Cunningham. He's done lots of people. Yeah.
Tucker, if you're listening, we're moving in, baby.
Well, who else was on that record with you? Is it just you guys, or you guys are a five-piece band that's performing tonight? Who else is in the band?
We are, so we have our drummer, Tyler Thompson, and our bass player is Jeff Leonard. Mm. So it was mostly the five of us. We did call in some horns on a track, and we have a cello on maybe three tracks, two. But otherwise, everything's us, and yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, Fruition is my guest in a JPR Live session. What do you want to start with this afternoon?
We're going to start with our latest single that you guys said that you don't have yet. So we're gonna give it to you like this, and then
Excellent.
You can then get the actual album version. But this is called Reason to Live.
It's Fruition in a JPR Live session.
In the morning light, headed for a big brick wall. how to swim. You gave me all your love and a reason to live. Shadows when the lights got dim, and you're the truth. You're the only one I was set to sink until you pulled me back in. And you taught me how to swim. You gave me all your love and a reason to live. You gave me all your love.
That was Fruition in a JPR live session with a tune called Reason to Live. It's from their upcoming album, Something More. Fruition and Lizzie No are performing tonight at the Ashland, in Ashland at the Lithia Park Band Shell. Showtime is 6 o'clock. You can find more details about that show at ashlandfolkcollective.com. So take us back to the early days of Fruition. How did you guys get started?
Oh, boy. Serendipitously, here and there. I moved to Portland pretty broke, and all I wanted to do was play music. Played a bunch of open mics, got turned on to Mimi, and she turned me on to Kellen. And we kind of, the first time we ever played was out on the streets in Portland. And we, at first, we just didn't care about anything, we just wanted to play music, so we'd just go on the street every day, and that's how the whole thing started,
huh? Well, it's close to 20 years playing together. You've gone through a lot of changes personally and just with as a band yourselves. What do you think's changed about your music and your guys' relationship, like going on this long now?
I think musically, as you mentioned, we were on the street, you know, playing for dollar bills and attention. So we started with a lot of power, a lot of volume, singing as loud and as hard as possible. And I think a wonderful thing that's happened musically is just kind of reeling that in and refining it. So I think we're much more dynamic than we once were. It used to just be full power, and now we can kind of soften and blend and use the power accordingly.
Right.
Yeah, we've matured a lot too. Less cigarettes.
Yeah. And I was reading somewhere there's like a second generation of little ones, right?
There
several.
Is.
Yeah.
There are five.
It's exploding.
Five kids in our five piece band.
Wow. Right, how cool is that? That's, yeah. So I imagine that takes, I mean, you guys are balancing that with touring and recording and stuff. How does that all work out?
Oh, yeah. It's difficult. I just had twins in October.
Wow.
So I got double the trouble there.
Yeah.
He had buy one, get one free deal there.
Cashed it in. But it is, it's one of those things that, you know, this is what we do. This is what we've always done. This is, I mean, what we're going to continue to do. So for me, it's just like getting the kids on board. My wife plays music too and sings. And so they've already been to something like six festivals in the last eight months of life. Their first trip was to Mexico when they were 3 months old. So they have their passports already, which is wild for me to think about. I grew up in a tiny town in Idaho. I didn't leave the country until I was well into my 20s, so
right.
Very bizarre. But yeah, we're just kind of indoctrinate our children into what this lifestyle is like, and hopefully it doesn't scare them off of music altogether.
So how do you guys put together songs and do songwriting and things like that? How's that come about?
Well, as you can see, there's three of us songwriters up here, and the approach is a little different every time, and the approach is unique to each of us. And then as a unit, we usually bring one of our songwriter songs to the table, and then three of us or the five of us will flesh it out and add ideas and kind of bob and weave and bounce energies back and forth and come up with something greater than the sum of its parts. Mm-hmm. But in the last few years, we've also like taken on some collaborative songwriting adventures, and that's led to like really cool results. Some of my favorite stuff that we've done has been like us kind of either starting from scratch together or just coming in with a melody or like one little hook or one little clever line that's like, let's develop this into something, you know, full. And yeah, so it's a little different every time, but you know, that's what makes it magical.
Yeah. Well, how about another song? What do you want to play now?
We'll do one from the forthcoming album. It's called Matters of the Heart.
This is Fruition in a JPR Live session.
I am not at peace with the way you left. That it ain't a test. Turn as a friend and start to begin again. But I refuse to pretend you ain't just playing a hand. And I ain't afraid to fold the cards I hold. I'm cashing in my chips. I'm finding fool's gold. I'm picking up my stack. I'm headed to the rack. Yeah, baby, it's a fact that I ain't coming back. No, I ain't taking a chance on you. You show me time and again. I can't trust what you do, and you're bound to lose right from the start. When you go betting on matters of the heart, when you go betting on matters of the heart. Put it all out on the line for the last time. And all that's on your mind is coming out so unkind. Baby, you're just so cold. You shovel in the snow. Winter's wrecked all the roads. I got nowhere to go. We never made this house a home. No, it don't feel warm. And it ain't enough to bank on some loving arms. From the core, and you don't feel it anymore, and we don't know what's in store, but one thing's for sure, that I ain't taking a chance on you. You show me time and again, I can't trust what you do, and you're bound to lose right from the start, when you go betting on matters of the heart. Betting on matters of the heart.
That is Matters of the Heart, Fruition, from their upcoming album, Something More. It's due out in August, and Fruition are from my left to right, Jacob Anderson. He was playing harmonica and guitar and backup vocals on that tune. Kellen Acebrook was singing backup and playing the melodica on that one. And on lead vocals and guitar, that was Mimi Naja. That's a tune coming up off of their upcoming album. And Lizzie No is opening for Fruition tonight at the Lithia Park Bandshell. That show is at 6 o'clock. You can get more information at ashlandfolkcollective.com. So a lot has changed since you guys started playing music. A lot changed in your own lives, like we were talking about. But the music industry has sort of changed under your feet as you were going along. How have you, you've gone through streaming and the pandemic and AI and music labels have like totally blown up and gone in different directions. How have you guys managed to keep doing what you're doing?
Our first website was a MySpace page. That's not a joke.
Right?
Man, just it's always been the music that pulls you through, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, nowadays I feel like it's just so hard to do it. It's hard to make money doing it. Mm-hmm. It's not like how it used to be. When we first started, I think we lived in a house together. There was four of us in the beginning, and we paid rent for two of the rooms in this house. And I feel like the rent there was maybe
like $800 a month.
Maybe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was so easy for us to just go out and play on the street, pick up a couple of gigs. We were always doing fine, you know? Mm-hmm. And nowadays it's just like astronomical how much it costs to, you know, just live. And so I feel so hard for the kids coming up trying to do this. Mm-hmm. And for us, we're lucky because we've just been doing it long enough. We have a great team. This record got picked up by a label called Bloodshot Records.
Is that the first time you guys had a label?
No, we've had two other labels.
Have you?
One of them was a complete and total nightmare. I do not recommend it to people unless you find somebody is willing and has the know-how like Bloodshot does. They're incredible. They really wanted to put the record out, and we kind of have PTSD from labels, so it took us a minute to come around to the idea, even just because everything nowadays is so DIY. But right. they're fantastic, and we're so stoked to be working with them. Yeah. But yeah, it is hard, man, and it's way harder, like I said, for the kids coming up. So I feel for them more than us. We're making it happen, but
right, yeah, you guys are kind of established.
It's definitely been a moving target,
yeah.
You know, over the last 18 years, and we've tried our best to keep up, and it just moves. It just moves and moves and moves, and I guess that's just life in a nutshell. But it's not for the faint of heart. The music industry, I'll just say that.
As the pendulum swings, maybe it'll get back to the organic kind of music you guys are playing as the mainstream again at some point.
Absolutely. I feel like if the AI takes over the world, we'll still have our voices and our instruments, and we'll be pretty lucky for that.
And people will be hungry for it. So I think that's already kind of happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, for sure.
So, yeah. Well, we got time for another tune. What do you want to play?
Great. We're going to play this song called Can You Tell Me, which was off of our last record we put out last year. The record's called How to Make Mistakes, mm-hmm. and this is Can You Tell Me.
Well, how did you get down so low? You're living your life in the gutter, in the gutter, with the poison, drinking that gasoline. Why don't you lift up your head and wipe your face in the moonlight, in the moonlight of the evening, when everything is just the same? Can you tell me? Can you tell me? You say, what the hell's the difference? You sell your soul for a dollar in the alley, scattered in the broken glass. What's the use in trying? And you say everything happens for a reason, for a reason. And no one knows. The wheel keeps spinning around. Can you tell me? Can you tell me? Just who do you think you are? Throwing your stones at the pigeons, at the pigeons that are starving in the concrete jungles of Maine. So where's a man supposed to go? Except far where he's standing, when he's standing in the quicksand. Struggling only makes you sink. Can you tell me? Can you tell me? Can you tell me? Can you tell me?
Fruition is my guest in a JPR live session, and that was a tune, Can You Tell Me? Fruition's playing tonight at the Lithia Park Band Shell, opening act Lizzie No. It's a non-ticketed free event. There's food and beverage vendors on site, and you can get more details at ashlandfolkcollective.com. Where can folks find you guys online other than MySpace?
Fruition. I wish our MySpace was still active. Those were the days, man. Fruitionband.com is where you can kind of find our main hub for stuff. Otherwise, our social media stuff is all under FruitionPDX.
Excellent. Good luck on the tour. We're stoked to hear the new album when it gets finished and gets here. Yeah, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
JPR Live Sessions are engineered by John Griffin of Luna Zen Studios. They're made possible with support from the Talent Club. There's live music and cold drinks at the Talent Club in a casual atmosphere in Talent, Oregon. Their live music schedule's at talentclublive.com. I'm Dave Jackson. Thanks for listening to JPR Live Sessions. You can find this later posted on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. And stay tuned for more Open Air next.